there's a sense that for a lot of Christians, and right, and a correct sense, that we are losing or have lost our home field advantage. And so now still, you got to remember, 70 75% of Americans say that they're Christians, but they don't mean the same thing when they say that. Some people mean I'm a good person. Some people mean I was baptized when I was an infant, when I was at church. Some people mean I get up every day, open my Bible, I go to church on Sunday, and I'm seeking the Lord. So the percentage of people who are devoutly religious has actually remained relatively steady. So, and that's kind of one of the more fascinating aspects of the research. Pew just did a study last year, and the headlines all reported, you know, the devout remains steady while America becomes more secular. And people always ask me, how can that be both? Well, because, I mean, the percentage of people who are devout is actually a minority in our culture. Say 25% would be a good round number for that. So what that means is about 1 out of 4 people are devoutly religious, and 20 years ago, 1 out of 4 people were devoutly religious. Some of them evangelical Christians, not all of them. But now what's happened is the other folks who aren't devoutly religious, most were nominally religious. They were kind of a little religious. Well, they've become less religious and continue to become less religious. So that makes our culture as a whole feel less religious. Now, again, I'm using terms like religious in a technical sense, but we know as evangelical Christians, we're talking about a whole lot of people who need Jesus, but now understand less about the gospel than maybe they did a generation before. The thing is, and this is important for our listeners, the majority of people who call themselves Christians in America today don't order or plan their lives around it. It's not that I'm saying they're the worst people in the world or anything of that sort. I think most people who call themselves Christians are actually in need of hearing the biblical gospel and responding by grace and through faith. And so that's the distinction. There are a whole lot of people who call themselves Christians because they sort of go to church on Christmas and Easter. You know, they're not necessarily seeking the Lord on a daily basis. They're not planning their marriage on the basis of these things, et cetera, et cetera. So for them, I call them congregational Christians. So they're loosely connected with the church. You and I would probably call them people who need to hear the gospel. I want to remind people that because of that, about 1 out of 4 Americans call themselves Christians, kind of order their lives around it, and about half of those are evangelicals like us. What that means is 1 out of 8 Americans is a regularly attending evangelical, regularly going to church, 1 out of 8. A little lower where we are in the north, a little higher in the south, but not overwhelmingly different. So here's the thing I don't want us to miss, right? So we've never been a religious majority. Devout, practicing Christians or people of faith have never been a religious majority. We've consistently been a minority, and now as the culture is becoming more secular, it's feeling like the minority we've always been. Now here's the great thing. We could be a convictional minority in the midst of a world that needs to hear the good news of the gospel.